Well, going back to school can be very stressful for a lot of young learners for different reasons, and there are a number of ways of handling it, one way being through homeopathy. And Eugenie Rosen is a well-practiced homeopath in Johannesburg, and she's just written a book, or sort of DIY manual, you could say, on the subject, called There's a Remedy for That. Plus, she has five children of her own and a great deal of experience. And I asked her earlier, firstly, how old her own children were.
From 17, the eldest is 17 and 16, and then we've got a few younger, 12, 11 and 10. So 17 down to 10. Yes, they're all at school.
Are they the sort of children who are likely to feel anxious about going back to school?
Well, I think perhaps years back they would have been, but we've travelled an awful lot, and I think I've had my fair share of finding new uniforms and new schools, because we've actually lived in something like 16 different destinations. And so by now they're not as anxious as, say, they would have been. But yes, I think, you know, normal excitedness and anxiety and, you know, sleeplessness the night before, you'd still see a bit of that.
Right, 16 destinations, you sound positively nomadic.
what
has kept you travelling?
Oh, my husband is a hotelier, and that kind of set us off, and he moved between resorts and corporate hotels and lodges. So we've been in some quite remote destinations, and I've needed to use homeopathic medicine in all of those places.
Gosh, I think that's not all you've needed.
No.
Good suitcase, not least. Yes. What brought you into homeopathy?
Desperation, really. Mm. I was my first child. I considered myself very healthy, and I didn't use any, you know, medication myself. I didn't like that, you know, any conventional medication. And then when my first child started getting sick, you know, it was every single month nonstop, another antibiotic, then we on to anti-inflammatories, then we on to antihistamines, then it was inhalers, and it never seemed to stop. And out of desperation, I discovered homeopathic medicine just by sheer luck. Somebody gave me a bottle of something, and it worked. And I think that's how everybody is converted to homeopathic medicine, when it works for them.
On what did it work?
It worked on his tonsillitis, actually. It was something we really, really battled with on a monthly basis. Terrible, terrible tonsillitis. High fevers. He had pyrexial seizures, which meant he would roll his eyes back and stop breathing from high temperature. And so it was really quite drastic.
Goodness me. So moving back, though, to where we came in on this, what you're really saying is that homeopathic medicine can be particularly good for the sort of anxieties that children undergo when they go back to school.
Yes.
How and what do you use?
Okay. Would you like me to give you the names of some of those remedies, which are what we call polycrests, and that means a remedy of many uses, so that would cover an enormous range of sort of what we call negative emotional symptoms of dis-ease. So perhaps one of the most popular ones would be, say, pulsatilla, which is a remedy for separation anxiety, especially for small children, particularly effective for little girls, suits little girls. And then there's another remedy called lycopodium, which is absolutely fantastic for anybody. It's particularly suited to boys, but literally anybody, for what we call stage fright, lack of self-confidence, not feeling good enough, apprehension. And then usually that sort of person, it does brilliantly on the stage, or, you know, under the limelight, they do brilliantly. But it really takes away that feeling of anxiousness. Actually, I had a few sprays myself before you phoned Nancy.
The truth is out. But now, this is interesting, because I've always sort of thought that homeopathic medicine worked on physical conditions, as you were describing earlier. Mm-hmm. How does it work then on anxiety? Because so, didn't you rather have to sort of get to the cause of...
That's the fascinating thing about homeopathic medicine. Even if we don't know what caused your problem, the main thing is we can fix it. So homeopathic medicine is tested, and it will find out what it can do. So let's say there was a poisonous berry that caused delirium and hallucinations, and you started babbling and you did strange things. Now, that berry was then studied. They found out what it could do. And then once it's diluted up to a homeopathic solution, it will cure what it was able to cause. So that remedy, let's say, for instance, I'm talking about belladonna, is fantastic for hallucinations and delirium and high fever and so on. And now, a lot of that is actually at an emotional level. It's not just purely physical. When you're in a high state of fever and you're babbling off and you're saying all sorts of strange things and so on, that it's not just the fever that is causing it. There's a much greater cause. But the main point is, that is the remedy for those particular emotional and physical diseases or imbalances in the body. So it stimulates the body to correct those particular disorders.
So say separation anxiety, yes. which is possibly what a child might be experiencing.
Yes.
What did you call it?
Pulsatilla.
Pulsatilla and lycopodium.
Yes. yes.
What are they doing there?
Pulsatilla is known to actually help with clinginess and feeling desperate and feeling fearful on one's own. Lycopodium in particular is apprehension. So when lycopodium, which is actually a spore of club moss, it's a plant substance, when it was tested, when a person was taking it, it could actually cause terrible, suddenly strange feelings of fear and apprehension about tomorrow and worry. Now, once it's created and it turned into a homeopathic remedy, it's highly diluted, it actually will cure those emotions. So we're never in two minds as to what a homeopathic medicine can do. So that's really what it does. It just works at an emotional and physical level for particular results.
And how would you recommend that were used? I mean, we're all very used to popping pills and getting
yes.
instant reactions these days.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you know your child is going to go back to school within a week or so,
yes.
when would you start?
Straight away. As soon as you see anything, as soon as you might, even if a mother's concerned, it's usually as a result of something she's feeling. And so you could give it straight away. All homeopathic remedies can be taken as prophylactics. That means for prevention. So you don't even actually have to see a symptom. You can say, I'm worried my child might be like that because they've tended to be like that in the past. And might be clingy, or they might be fearful, or might have self-doubt because I've seen it in the past. So let me give them a little bit of, you take it once a day or, you know, twice or three times a day to try and put them at ease.
So you wouldn't know if it's going to have any effect necessarily. And if you only were to sort of slip it to them, you know, that morning, would it already start to work?
Yes, it works straight away. It works very, very quickly. I know people think that homeopathic medicine takes a long time, but usually that's for quite a severe, acute physical disorders, and it takes a while for the body to respond. But emotionally, we respond very quickly to homeopathic remedies.
The other thing about homeopathic remedies is that one would imagine that actually a child would be an ideal candidate because they've got sort of nice, clean system, sort of unsullied by sort of alcohol and cigarettes and strange foods and all sorts of things that adults do. Would that mean that children are particularly good candidates?
Absolutely. They are very, very easily influenced positively by homeopathic medicine quickly. They have a very quick response. You see, they're developing, and so the body is very, very quick to kind of adapt and improve and go, you know, go forwards.
Is it possible that there could be any adverse effects?
There is such a thing called homeopathic aggravation, and that means you would get a slight worsening of symptoms before they get better. But it's usually very slight. It might be half an hour or so, but not usually at an emotional level. It might be if the fever, you've got a high raging fever, then the body gets slightly a little bit worse because we're trying to encourage those symptoms. So we speed up. Let's say you bash your leg and you inflame it. We speed up the inflammation. By tomorrow it's over, instead of giving you an anti-inflammatory and trying to stop the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms are the sign of the body trying to put itself back into balance.
At risk of looking for miracle cures here, once you've got the child to school and they're happy and comfortable, is there anything at all you can give them to
yes.
encourage concentration if they're
yes.
battling with that? If they're,
yes. In practice, I deal with a lot of parents who are having difficulty, their children are having difficulties with that kind of thing, concentration, particularly fidgetiness, and self-confidence and, you know, well, low self-esteem, excessive shyness and sort of not able to integrate well. And I deal with that a lot, and we deal with using the right homeopathic remedies, but I do also use a system in practice which is able to identify some of the areas of weakness. For instance, a child may have asthma, but they're suffering from a digestive disorder because they have a lot of anxiety. Anxiety causes a weakness in digestion, which then causes an allergic reaction to certain foods, and then they end up with asthma. So it's nice to get to the underlying cause very quickly. But even if I wasn't able to use that system, homeopathy just looks at what is a person's particular symptoms, and we copy those with the remedies that we use.
Well, there you go, just a taste of what Eugenie Rosen, homeopath, has to offer. And a book on homeopathy for you is called There's a Remedy for That. And if you'd like more info on it, the website is www.theresaremedyforthat, all one word, theresaremedyforthat.com.